I remember praying for somebody that was very sick, and I went to her house, and I laid hands on her, anointed her with oil, and I prayed with every fiber of my being. But you know what happened? She turned around and at the same time prayed for me with every fiber and every strength of her being. My friend, maybe you're going through something, but God is asking you to pray for others.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're delighted to have you with us today. And if you have your Bible and would turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, Paul the Apostle said this, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." We find that this is Paul in prison, but yet he's encouraging others. Paul is in a hard place. He's in a difficult place. It's not easy. In fact, he's there because he was preaching the gospel of Christ. People were being set free. Souls were being saved. People were being delivered. And yet he finds himself between a rock and a hard place. And yet Paul is encouraging others. You know, my friend, I find that there is great strength when we encourage others, even though we're going through the trial of our life. You see, there's something that happens supernaturally as we choose to pray for others in the midst of our own trial. There is a strength that comes from God. You know, we talked about Job. Job had a rough time, and he was in the midst of his own spiritual battle in his life. He lost his 7 sons. He lost his 3 daughters, his servants, his business. Job was stricken with boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And yet we find that God instructs Job to pray for his 3 friends that were giving him wrong counsel. It wasn't of the Lord. And yet God tells Job to pray for his 3 friends. Well, wait a minute. Job is the one in a trial. Job is the one that's sick. Why shouldn't they pray for Job instead of Job praying for them? I'll tell you why. Because their 3 friends might have been healthy in body, but they were sick in spirit. You see, Job might have been sick in body, but he was healthy in spirit, my friend. And there are a lot of people out there that might be healthy in body, but they're sick spiritually and they cannot pray for others. My friend, maybe you're going through the trial of your life and God is speaking to your heart to pray for others, even though you're in your trial. I remember this wonderful, wonderful woman that was in our church. And I remember the time she got very, very sick. And when I'd go to her house to pray for her, I would pray with all of my heart. And when I would pray for her, you know what she would do? She would pray for me with all of her heart and all of her strength and all of her might at the same time. Unbelievable. As others would pray for her, she would in turn pray for you. Praise the Lord. That's what God was telling Job. And Job prayed, like God said, for his 3 friends. And God delivered Job out of his captivity. My friend, it's good to pray. You may pray for yourselves and your trial or your situation, and that's okay. But maybe the Lord is telling you to pray for others. That's right. Pray for others. I know this one thing, that God is faithful and that he will help you and he will be with you and that God will strengthen you, my friend. That's right. You know, he was with Daniel, although Daniel was thrown in a lion's den. Yet I know that God was with him there. He was with Shammah, although the odds were against him. Shammah stood his ground and God gave him a great victory. He was with the 3 Hebrew men. They were persecuted. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. They took a stand for what was right, and God was with them the entire time. My friend, God is faithful. So trust him, believe in him, and he will not fail you. God was with Joseph in the pit. He was with them in the prison. It may not have looked like it. It may not have been easy, but God was with him. It may not be easy for you right now. Maybe you're going through a hard time. But that doesn't mean that God is not with you right now, holding you together, my friend. The Bible says he's a very present help in a time of trouble. Maybe you're there right now. Call upon him and he will be there.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.